B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You know, during the 6 o'clock hour this morning, we did something a bit different. We're typically a bunch of fun and a bunch of laughs. And today we changed the message just a little bit to talk about something that's very, very important to us, and that is bullying. You know, we've teamed up with CMS to talk about our Stand Up and Speak Out campaign. And joining the Manny, Roy, and the Rain Morning Show is Superintendent Ernest Winston. Thank you so much for joining.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's a privilege, a busy man like you, to be able to drop by the Manny, Roy, and Loren show here on Kiss 95.1 to talk about something that is really so important. And the feedback we're getting, not just on the phones, but text messages and direct messages on our Instagram about how important it is and how happy everyone was for us kind of breaking the normal show routine and talking about it today. How is CMS handling the bullying program as of right now?
So we have an initiative that is in place that is called Stand Up and Speak Out, where we're trying to build awareness in our school district, in our community. And I say in our community because we know that this is an issue that is not isolated to schools. Our schools are a microcosm of our larger society. And so we see some of the issues that take place in our neighborhoods and our larger community play out in our schools. So we want to build awareness. We want our families, our community members to be aware of this important topic. Unfortunately, it affects too many of our students, of our young people.
Yeah.
And when we build awareness, hopefully we can reduce and ultimately, hopefully, eradicate this type of behavior.
I'm going to pretend like I understood what microcosm, whatever that big word you threw in there.
Ask Siri, she'll tell you.
Yeah. So with the Stand Up Speak Out campaign that we've been doing for years with you guys, one thing that I've always loved is that you have an anonymous way for students to tell you guys that there's bullying going on.
Absolutely, because we know that not everyone feels safe reporting you know, this to a person directly.
Yeah.
So this is a safe way. It creates a safe space for students to be able to share when they feel uncomfortable by someone or something. And so that's why we created this. And it is available on every school website.
Great.
All you have to do is go in and fill out the form. And a caring adult will read it and respond accordingly.
And you'll have nobody will have any idea who where it came from or who the person was.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's really important. If you're just joining us, it's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Doing something a little different in the 6 o'clock hour, and it's kind of spilled over because it's taken off with so many people wanting to discuss and get involved in the conversation. Superintendent Ernest Winston from CMS is in here to talk about the anti-bullying campaign. We're going to let you get out of here in just a minute. But what would you say to a parent who's in the car right now who either has a child who is being bullied or is thinking, you know, because this is something we hear too, Superintendent, is I'm just not getting the answers I'm looking for from the school system. I kind of feel like I'm getting brushed off or I'm not getting anywhere.
So when that happens, there are a couple of options that families and students can take. Certainly, every child should feel comfortable approaching a caring adult in their school. So we want to make sure that there's at least one caring adult that a child feels comfortable. If that's not the case, then certainly we can go through the online platform that allows them to report anonymously. We also have a bullying prevention specialist, John Conselman.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Who that is his job is to address these types of matters and really to be proactive so that we are preventing cases of bullying. But we really want families to make sure that their children feel empowered and that they feel safe in reporting instances of bullying when they do occur.
So we have taken calls pretty much all morning, and we have heard from some parents that say that they're frustrated because, and I don't know that it was this specific school district. I believe it was an outer county, but she said that, you know, she had talked to the principal and she was just frustrated with the process because it was still happening. So at that point, what is like the next step for a parent if they aren't getting that result?
Sure. So one of the things that we implemented in Charlotte Mecklenburg schools a few years ago is the ombudsman's office. And that is a place where families can go to report any concerns that they have, particularly when they have already elevated it to the school level and they feel like they have not gotten the response that they deserve. Then certainly they can go to the ombudsman's office to have that concern heard, and they will investigate it and follow up with the families.
Okay, yeah. Great.
You know, we like Lorenz said, we've been talking about it all morning. And one of the things when you're in your car and you're going to be talking to your kids, something I hit on earlier today is that instead of if you want to know more about what's going on in your kid's life, they may not be very forthcoming. If you're like, "Are you being bullied?" Mm-hmm. Kind of work around the facets of bullying. Like, is there some trash talking? Is there some gossiping? Inquire about those different things because that's where bullying hides. You know, I don't know many kids that are just going to come out and say, "I'm bullied."
Until it's gone too far.
But you can inquire and learn more by saying, "Hey, you know, if you overhear your kids gossiping in the back, make notice of that. That could be bullying happening back there."
Yeah, it's a good point.
If I could just comment on that for
Please.
A moment. So, you know, 9 times out of 10, there is a friend or an associate or someone else in that space where, you know, a child is being bullied and they know something. So we want to encourage all of our students, if you see something or feel something that makes you or another of your colleagues feel unsafe, please say something. We have to stop treating this as something that will get swept under the rug. Say something.
Yeah,
that's our biggest voice that we have.
We've made it kind of fun for you guys. The Stand Up Speak Out pledge is available. Ask your teachers at your school. Go online. You can do it. And it's just your way of standing up as an individual and saying, "Hey, I'm going to speak out against bullying." At this point, most of the kids are in or should be in school, except for the middle schoolers. The high schoolers should be on their way. I know a lot of the kids are getting into school now. It's 7:10. First bell, right? And it's been a really, really great honor to have you come by and stop in. Superintendent Ernest Winston. By the way, I tweeted him, and he got like a ping on his phone. So he legit gets his tweets, y'all. I mean, like, yes.
How cool is that?
Way connected, way involved.
Well, if I could just say one last thing.
Please do.
Alluding
and
to
then introduce the Ariana Grande "No Tears Left to Cry" song.
Okay,
all right.
Well, you just did that, man. So, but really, your tweet went to the heart of this particular issue. If we can all be kind to one another and treat each other with respect and just kindness, I think we will help reduce and hopefully someday eradicate this issue. Treat people like you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that is a simple solution that does not cost anything.
So true. Thank you so much. You can find more details on our Stand Up Speak Out campaign with CMS at kiss951.com. Superintendent Winston, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Great conversation today. And for more info, check out kiss951.com. Lorenz going to get us caught up on Hollywood gossip as we kind of segue back in to the MRL Morning Show, getting a little taste of what's going on in Hollywood. We'll tell you what's coming up in just about 7 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.